G'day, this is your newsreader Paige Estrutori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. Today, we address news up to Saturday, August 16, 2025. Starting off, we highlight a significant case involving the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, ordering a major insurance broker to compensate a client due to uninsured fire losses. The broker was part of the Community Broker Network, who found themselves under scrutiny for an incomplete policy application and an inadequate property assessment, which led to the client's commercial property being uninsured at the time of a fire incident. QBE, the insurer, declined the fire claim, referring to undisclosed issues, including asbestos on the property. The broker's oversight has proven costly, with the FCA ruling that they must pay compensation to the tune of nearly $300,000 plus legal fees. This case puts a spotlight on the responsibility of brokers to ensure risk assessment and record keeping is up to standard for client coverage. In another dispute, Hollard Insurance denied a claim due to evidence of multiple collisions. The claimant, a female motorist, initially asserted damage from a single collision. But in-car technology data told a different story, revealing two impacts 11 minutes apart, raising questions about speed and impact inconsistencies. After a contestation, AFCA sided with Hollard, illustrating how digital tools help insurers validate claims and emphasize the need for truth during claim submission. Now let's talk professional indemnity, or PI insurance. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, expressed concern over opacity with PI insurance among Australian financial services license holders. There have been reports of delayed claims resolution and insufficient PI coverage clarity, despite improved market conditions since 2020. As a measure to uphold regulatory integrity, ASIC may consider corrective actions, reminding AFSLs to promptly report discrepancies. This move is expected to improve trust within the financial sector. Lastly, we bring attention to a unique travel insurance case. A traveler found himself having to make a sudden medical detour for 16 days in London due to a cat bite endured in Albania. HDI Global at first refused to cover this unexpected journey's accommodation costs. However, AFCA sided with the traveler, pushing HDI Global to handle the additional near $1,000 bill. This decision underlines the significance of transparency in travel insurance policies, urging insurers and policyholders alike to navigate the intricate web of coverage clauses, especially during unforeseen emergencies. That concludes this week's Insurance News Wrap for Financial Services Online. For more on personal and business insurance, feel free to visit financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori. Until next time.